Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle, just a couple of minutes away. We'll spend a little bit of time on the Hawks as well, as the regular season has come to a close, Randy. A thrilling 36-46, the Atlanta Hawks.
Man, remember that, man?
Yeah, they were really bad. And they play.
It always like you know they were not good.
They but when were you say, so
but when you say their record,
bad.
When you say their record,
oh, they're so bad.
I was watching. I just turned, you know, because so much was going on, and so I turned and I was like, did they just give up 85 points in the first half?
No, 86.
Oh,
yeah. They gave up 86.
Oh my god, I gave you those credit.
I couldn't believe it. I was doing the same thing because there was so much on yesterday. Yeah, you got the Masters, you got the Braves going. Yeah. The Atlanta United game was on, and by the way. I know, you know, not everyone has to deal with this, but it was on regular TV.
It was on Big Fox.
Which was nice. You got to watch Atlanta United on regular TV, which was cool. So they were all you kind of flipping back and forth. And I checked in the middle of the second quarter because I hadn't seen them play since Trey came back.
Right.
Trey came back last week when I was on vacation. So I was like, all right, let's see what that looks like. Ah, that's what it looks like. It looks like the Hawks versus the Pacers.
Pacers might beat. The Bucks,
yeah,
especially if Giannis ain't coming.
Don't play.
Giannis don't play.
Yeah, if Giannis
because they can score against it. They put up points. They ain't gonna defend.
We know
that
they're not gonna
but
defend.
But they're gonna put up points, man.
But they did that to the Hawks every time they played them.
What was that? I wonder what their average against the Hawks. It has to be like 140.
It had to be
at least
or
140.
Higher.
Yeah,
like they had to shoot 70% from the floor against them. They didn't miss any shots because the Hawks didn't play any defense against them. And I heard in the brief moment that I was watching the game yesterday before I was like. Nope. Yeah. Too much other stuff to pay attention to. They played about 40 games with Pascal Siakam. I think they were something like 23-18 or whatever. So it wasn't a huge difference in terms of their record when they got him. But, they got Milwaukee. That'll be the 3-6 matchup in the first round. They score more points than anybody does, and Milwaukee does not play great defense.
Nope,
I know it got better since Doc took over, but it's still not great.
Mm-hmm.
And if Giannis doesn't play, like that's who
they
knows.
In trouble.
Yeah.
They in trouble. I mean, there's so many different storylines. We were just talking because, you know, watching the Western Conference, I mean, OKC being the number one seed, which is so great.
Yeah, but then, I wouldn't say great.
No, I'm talking about just a new school.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
A new school approach and everything like that. But there's so many different good teams over there.
I'm just
there.
Still bitter.
Yeah, I understand that part. I always forget.
You got it. Yeah,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay. So it was a long time ago, but
no,
not for me.
It. If it was Seattle Supersonics, would they be the number one seed?
They would probably already have a championship.
Okay.
This year.
All right.
But no
I think
not.
That, you know, you look at the Western Conference, the Lakers, you know, do you lose so you can get the eighth seed? But then that's a risk because
it's
if
a
you
risk,
lose,
man.
And then you play the winner of the Golden State-Sacramento game,
so,
and you don't win it, you're out.
People did this last year. Remember?
Yes,
the Hawks beat the Heat, right? In the 9-10 or the 7-8 game.
Okay.
So then the Hawks were in, and then the Heat had to go play that 9-10 game.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the Heat made the run all the way to the finals.
Right.
Or whatever. I don't remember what order it was, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, do teams really do that? Like, because teams don't really. Because I remember last year, we were like, no way. Teams don't really do that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that, right?
No way the Heat did that so they could get an easier path. But then they made it all the way to the
finals.
All the way to the
finals. Like, the Lakers did. Well, Anthony Davis did leave with back spasm yesterday.
Yeah?
He did leave with back spasm.
Okay.
LeBron looked like Cleveland LeBron yesterday. He was outstanding. But that's what I'm saying. Back sore, you know. Ah, man. Yeah. Braun, I ain't going to be able to go then. So, because if they win, they're going to play Denver in the first round.
Right. Right. If they beat the Pelicans in that 7-8 game, then they would have they would have the 2-7 matchup against Denver.
Yes.
We saw what that looked like last year when they were playing well and they were healthy. They got swept.
Yes.
And they got swept right out of the playoffs by Denver last year in the Western Conference Finals. Okay, so then you lose that game, but then you have to run the risk of playing either the Kings or the Warriors, whoever win that game.
And the Kings swept the Lakers this year. Mm-hmm. And then the other team got Steph Curry.
They do. The other team's got Steph, and he can go off for 50 points any night.
Yeah.
So,
and then they just beat the Lakers down last week.
Right. So it's a dicey proposition.
Yeah. Hmm.
Those are some fun games, though, man. Like, Pelicans-Lakers, like, the reason the Pelicans are good is because of all the trades they made with the Lakers.
Yes.
The reason the Lakers are good because of the trade they made with the Pelicans to get Anthony Davis. So that's a fun little matchup between those two teams. Kings and Warriors, Battle of the Bay Area.
Okay.
Sacramento doesn't like the Warriors, and they're trying to establish themselves a little bit. This is the last gasp for this group of Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
This is, I mean, because—
At the very least, Klay's not coming back.
Klay's going to be gone. But I look at it, you know, you still got Steph. So that always gave you an opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just a bunch of, like, a lot of the because of who the players are on the 6, 7, 8 teams can beat these top tier teams.
Yeah.
Because of the players
stars.
Because the players are on these teams. You got stars on both sides.
You got stars and you got champions, at least in the Lakers and the Warriors. You don't have that in two of the top three seeds in the West. Really the top four seeds outside of Kawhi with the Clippers.
Yes.
But the rest of the guys on that team, you look at them and they've never gotten it done championship wise. And obviously the Nuggets with the 2 seed, but the Thunder got the 1 seed. Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves got the 3.
Who are they playing? They're playing the—
They'll play the Suns.
They'll play the Suns. Okay, they got the Suns. Oh, wow.
Kidding me? Ant-Man
against KD?
Against KD in the first round.
Love it.
Dude, the Western Conference matchups in the playoffs are really good.
Yeah,
really fun.
The damn Knicks came out. Knicks got the number 2. So Jalen Brunson has been outstanding.
Yeah,
he was great yesterday.
That to me, no offense.
DeMar DeRozan misses a.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's more a criticism of the rest of the East than it is credit
to
the Knicks.
No credit.
I'm going to give them some credit because they've done it without Julius Randle, and like he should have just got surgery 3 months ago, so he could be back now.
Right.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But yeah, no, I mean, that dude has been absolutely balling out, Jalen Brunson. Like, he's been incredible. But the Bucks with Giannis and Doc and all that fell apart. The Cavs stumbled down the stretch. The Magic are just really young. The Pacers don't play any defense. The Sixers had no Embiid for the majority of the season.
They got him back, though.
They're sneaky, by the way.
They got him back.
They're sneaky because they'll play the Knicks
if
they win that game.
I know.
I wouldn't be surprised if they beat the Knicks in the first round.
Me either.
And then whoever gets the 8 seed, I mean, I don't know, the Hawks, Bulls, that happens on Wednesday.
You know it's going to be the Hawks, right?
The Hawks will definitely beat the Bulls.
Yes, the Hawks are going to beat the Bulls.
No doubt
Hawks
about
are gonna
that.
Get the Hawks are going to get the 8 seed, and they're going to take Boston to 6.
Maybe.
They're going to take Boston 6 next.
Watch. I guess.
Watch.
I'm going to decide. We got till Wednesday to really dig into that one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to decide if I want to say what I think I want to say right now by Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it today.
Okay.
Okay. There's no point in saying it on a Monday. First day back from vacation.
Right.
In a great mood. Going to play golf this afternoon.
Which is
awesome. I'll slander the Hawks on Wednesday before their game against the Bulls. All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every day to lead the noon hour. Bunch of teams debuting uniform changes for the 2024 season. I like the ones I've seen. You were saying you really like the Jaguars uniform updates.
Yeah, the Jags going back to the Fred Teeth, which I loved, and everything like that. So the Jets are look like they're going to do their thing.
They look good. Yeah, the Jets kind of went back to the 80s. What era would that be? The Boomer Esiason helmets where it says
yes.
Kind of has the line under the jet. Look pretty cool.
Yeah,
old school
man.
Look.
I mean,
looks good.
It's like everybody changes their damn uniforms every damn year.
Yeah. A lot of teams do.
Except for what?
Except for the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Because
if anyone should go back to the 80s and get it right,
whose decision is
them.
That?
I don't know. It's a great question.
I mean, I'm
really not sure.
I wonder, does Mr. Blank have a say in, hey, go back to these uniforms?
I'm sure he probably has to be the final.
Yeah.
Sure,
I know
I
he has
like
to be
that.
The final, but does he bring it up?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know what all goes into. Because it used to be a really big deal because it was a rare occasion
that
a team would change
every year.
I remember when I was a kid, the Sonics were green and yellow forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember that mid-90s stretch they decided to go forest green and burgundy?
Burgundy or something like that, yes.
And that's the one year the one year they made the finals for some reason.
I forgot about
so
that.
So you see those jerseys as much as any other jerseys. It's why did they do it? It was a huge deal. People were not happy. But now, the Braves have basically been using the same script for a long time. I know they had the different blue, and at times in the 80s, everybody had that light blue. But, a lot of classic uniforms have stayed the same.
Right, I have a question for you, so. Real quick. And I don't want to open up the kind of bad wounds or whatever. Has OKC ever worn like throwback Sonics?
No, they haven't.
Okay,
they haven't. Okay. Now I did find out we had a listener back in the day when I was on the night show who had played for the Thunder G League team, and he said at one time during a G League preseason game they wore Sonics throwbacks.
Okay,
and I was like, weird.
Really?
It's a random thing. Yeah, and he was gonna give me. He had the jersey. He was gonna give it to me, and I was like, cool, let's do it. And then it fell through anyway. But yeah, the actual Thunder have never done that.
Okay.
Which, you know, I'll give them a little bit of credit for that.
Okay.
Who was it that wore the Oilers throwbacks last year?
Tennessee Titans.
It was the Titans that wore them?
Okay. The Titans, and they played Houston.
And they played Houston, which is so petty. So petty to do that and just rub it in their face. DeForest Buckner got a 2-year, $46 million contract extension.
Good for him. Like, all the D-tackles are getting paid, man. Yep. All the D-tackles are getting paid, and he's right in line because he's one of the top line. He's he's up there. And, you know, with Christian Wilkinson just got him one. A couple other Brown up in Charlotte just got him one. So, I mean, Derrick Brown. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, one of those things where you're trying to reward some of your best players. He's been one of their best players since coming over from San Francisco in a trade.
Yeah. You also saw that Devontae Smith got a contract extension with the Eagles through the 2028 season.
This was something
as well
that they wanted to get done. 3 for $75, 51 guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Nice money for him. Really good money for him, actually. And now I was seeing that because of him, this is where you can look for next coming up is probably Jalen Waddle somewhere in this area also as far as how people view them as different as receiver types. And as you get closer to the draft, I don't mind. I mean, they're holding all their bread right now. Because they want to get this Tua.
Right, they have to get the Tua contract done first.
They got to get Tua contract done first. But obviously, good for Devontae. Very good player. You know,
that's phenomenal money for
very good player.
Second receiver.
Yes, it is. That's why I keep looking at it. It's like, damn,
yeah,
that's really good.
He's really good. He's really good. And he offers something speed-wise and it kind of short yardage. Like, just he's so quick and twitchy and all that in those situations that they need. But yeah, that's a lot of money for your number two wide receiver.
Pretty damn good. Actually.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You like that. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May will attend the NFL draft.
Okay.
They'll be there.
Yeah, I wonder how the setup is going to be this year because it's in Detroit, right? Isn't it in Detroit this year? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's in Detroit and everything. Yeah. I always worry about the green room because you remember that long ass walk they had to do a few years ago?
Well, there was one that was like, it was like on an island. And they walked down that long
That's what I'm saying. That long
strip
that
through
long,
the water.
Yeah. Oh, that was supposed to be in Vegas.
Right.
Well,
they were going to have them on a boat.
Yeah,
in
Vegas,
have
a boat
which
in Vegas.
Would have been somebody would have fallen off that boat.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, I saw that. You know, more and more of this smoke is coming up with this fourth. We know. I'm pretty sure J.J. McCarthy's going to go to the top 10. Everything.
Yeah.
These three guys right here are probably going to be the top three picks.
Now,
If I'm New England, I'm not taking a quarterback. I need so much more stuff.
Or just trade back.
And I can get J.J. McCarthy.
And then whoever's at three can take Drake May if they want or whatever they want to do. Yeah, trade back into the middle of the first round, pick up some draft picks, and stock your roster, which is depleted. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think J.J. McCarthy ends up going in the top 10 somewhere, a team trading in to do that. I don't know. I like the Michael Penix. I don't know if it's hype, but some of the Michael Penix conversation after his workouts, and I know the Falcons flew out there to work him out individually, right? Like, that was good. I don't know what that would
be. What happened with this on this Masters thing? This dude, O'Neal Shipley. Did he do something crazy?
Well, yeah. There was a the timing of it made it seem like he was getting confirmation as to whether or not he should answer a question.
Uh-huh.
It was like – but he was trying to watch. He was on TV.
Oh,
so they were showing highlights of him while he was being interviewed.
Oh, I'm gonna see myself.
He was trying to watch himself.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
But nothing. But the way it looked, like he was asked a question about what was on the letter that Tiger gave him, and he was like looking off camera because everyone's joking like Tiger was over there. Like, you better not tell him, or I'll kill you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I get it.
Like Tiger gave him the recipe or something.
Oh, what? Tiger gave him a letter?
It was a little letter for playing with him. He was the amateur, the low amateur.
Oh, okay.
So he got to play the final round, which is pretty cool.
Hell
Like, he's in college still.
And he got played Tiger?
And his buddy was caddying for him.
Uh-huh.
So his buddy, who isn't ever going to be a professional golfer, is caddying for him. He makes the cut. They get paired with Tiger on Sunday at Augusta, and they get to walk with him for 4.5 hours.
That's pretty cool. And Tiger gave him a letter.
It's a solid friend.
Gave him a letter.
Yeah, Tiger is a handwritten letter guy.
I see that now.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I don't know what it says.
Oh, probably said, letter. Thanks for hanging out. Your future is very bright. Keep reaching for the stars.
I hope not. I hope it said, if you're going to go after the Perkins waitresses, keep it on the down low.
Yeah, because that's what gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
Ferguson. Like, it's not even a really good restaurant.
No, but that doesn't mean the waitresses can't be quality.
Dude, she was all right. Like,
no, I know.
Yeah, like, she wasn't like.
Throw it all away.
She wasn't throw it all away.
She wasn't.
Fine.
No,
she
not
was
even,
not that.
No, she wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. Tiger was just desperate. Well, whatever. Couldn't catch a flight or something.
Addicted.
That called you?
She was
that,
an addict.
Dog. She was not. Like $200 million fine.
No, she was not us make fun of you 15 years later on the radio fine.
Yes.
No, no, she wasn't. No doubt about that. All right. maybe that's what was in the letter. If you're going to throw it all away, make sure she looks. All right. We'll come back. What's the Falcons' most win now move? What has been the Falcons' most win now move or the one that they could make between now and the beginning of the season? We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Break. Oh, whoop. That's y'all. Break.
Appropriate.
Yes.
Because what you were just telling me during the break.
Yeah, dog. We just found out that Kendrick Lamar's diss was fake.
Yeah, they can do that now.
AI.
Like, you could take AI.
Yes.
Not Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Which every time someone says AI, I think
and
Allen
everybody's
Iverson.
Mad about his statue for some reason.
Because it was just a little bitty.
Yeah.
A little bitty statue, but they all are.
They all are. That's what I'm saying. Here's one that no smaller than the other ones because they're at the practice facility. Yep. They're not outside the stadium.
Yep. It's a perfect example of people not knowing what the hell they're talking about and getting mad about it anyway.
I was like, why is everybody
like
so mad?
Every Clemson football game. Yes. Like, they're rushing the field for them. No, they do it every time, You dumb son of, sorry.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes, I understand.
And people fall for it every time.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's a trophy.
It's a trophy that everybody that's out there, it's the same size.
How they do AI like this.
I was like.
They didn't.
And I thought the same thing, but I was like, oh. Then I saw the actual ceremony itself, and then I saw all the other statues.
Wait a minute.
At the practice facility.
You.
And they're all the same size.
You actually continued reading?
Yes.
Or continued watching the video?
I did.
Shocking.
Yes.
That is a lost art, my friend.
That was the one. That's why I was like, what the hell is everybody mad about? It's the same size.
I do remember. I was the same, too. I was like, damn, that's a little out of statue. Yeah. I know he never won a championship, but like he was pretty good.
Yeah. But then I looked down and I saw everybody's was the same size.
Yeah, they all
have action figure size though.
It was a little guy.
You know, no, it's small 20. As hell. It's small as hell. But all the other ones are the same.
They're all the same.
Yeah, they're all the same. It's small as hell. Don't get me wrong.
Imagine if that was gonna be the one,
that would be funny as hell. That would be funny as hell. But all the other statues are the same.
Yeah, man, we ran out of money.
Yeah, no, that was pretty funny.
Or
that,
bronze or whatever it is.
No, we were laughing because then you were just going over the Coachella list.
We sure were. We were looking at the lineup at Coachella.
Yeah, Will Smith was performing with Jay Blavin, who we just recently found out who he was
because
he has his own Jordan shoe, and he's a big Latin pop star
named
Jay
Blavin. Yeah, big Latin
pop star. He brought Will Smith out to sing Men in Black. All right.
I'll be honest with you, though.
Yeah.
Like, of all the artists that are performing, I probably would most want to see Will Smith perform.
Yeah,
because
I have no clue who either.
I don't know who the rest of these people are.
LeVert Uzi is. That's my son's. Isaiah loves him.
Yeah, I think he already performed.
Okay.
I think he performed on Saturday.
Okay, then I don't know who else is there. Like I said, I know who Jay Blavin is because of the shoe, and he's a Latin pop star.
Yeah.
But I don't know nothing he's saying.
Right. I couldn't name a song.
Yeah.
No Doubt performed yesterday.
Diggity?
Nope. Oh. Not Blackstreet.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, I guess yesterday was sort of like the throwback day. They had No Doubt, they had Blur, and they had Sublime. So if you were like white in the 90s, yesterday was super fun for you. But then all these other people I've never heard of before. Yeah, Santa Fe Clan. That doesn't seem like a good name for a band.
Yes.
Doja Cat, who's an artist.
Okay, did we figure out who that was yet? Mm-mm. It's a rapper, right?
Sure.
Doja.
Could be.
Okay. Oh, well, we know Day-Day because Day-Day dressed like our son. So, yeah, Day-Day's the cool one here. Yeah. So, he's a rapper. Yep. Yeah, I love this shirt. The shirt is dope, Day-Day. You got the Outkast shirt on. It's pretty dope.
That is a good
It's
shirt.
Pretty dope. It's
a
pretty
really
dope.
Good shirt. By the way, as we're having all this fun and tongue-in-cheek and all that.
Yeah, man.
R.I.P.
Yes,
to Rico Wade.
Dude.
Horrible news over the weekend. I saw
George say, rest in peace, Rico. I didn't know who he was talking about.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, dude, talking about Pioneer.
No doubt.
Just 10 toes down in these ATL streets,
If you don't know the story, there's a great documentary. I think it was on HBO or something like that. They did. I think it was called The Art of Organized Noise. Mm-hmm. Told the whole story about that production crew. Obviously, they're responsible for Outkast and Goody Mob and a bunch of other great music that you wouldn't even realize maybe they were a part of. But it told their story about how they met and came together and got these groups together and all that kind of stuff. And 52 years old is not enough years to have. And, I mean, he made the most of them, there's no doubt. But, yeah, that
I saw that. Yeah,
hit
when I saw
me
George
right in the
too,
chest
I like,
when I saw that one.
Then I saw the rest. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yes.
That does.
Yes, it really, really sucks. Sorry to just ruin that fun.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, man. We always show love because you show love and all that other stuff, man. But, yeah, I'm trying to figure
out. Watch the documentary, though.
Who Doja
if you
Cat
haven't watched
is.
It, you can learn a lot about him and them and all this stuff.
I know the name Doja Cat. I just don't know who he is. Who's the tech? Oh, it's a she.
It's a lady, yep.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No. I've seen – the only reason I know of any of these people is because sometimes people tweet about them.
What's she looking like?
I don't – she's a weird one because, like, sometimes she looks pretty good and then other times she looks – terrible.
Oh,
like,
okay.
She's real sneaky. I don't know. Maybe it's the light. I'm not sure. Makeup. I don't know how it works. But yeah, she's the one that's like, all right, okay. And then other times it's like, wow, that's it's not for me.
It was your cat.
Yeah. Okay. Ice Spice was there as well.
I've seen her.
Yeah. She's like she's shorter. She's like a red.
Red hair, yeah.
Kind of looks like Annie, kind of.
Okay, Doja Cat. Okay.
You know what I mean, though? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you got it.
That's a nice one.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And like one out of every five is like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the other four is like, yeah. Okay. I don't know. Exactly. You got it.
Yeah.
We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. As we always do this hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are, what, 8 days?
Yeah,
10 days, 9 days away from the NFL
it's coming,
draft.
Dog.
The draft is, it's been draft season.
Please
been
hurry
talking
up.
About it. Yeah, I know.
Please
so,
hurry up.
I thought, did we, is it this week? No, it's next week. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, Falcons still at 8.
Yes.
As far as we know, they're not, who knows what they're going to do on draft day. Start with that. We'll say they stay at 8. What would be the most win now move the Falcons could make at 8 by taking player? Position obviously is a factor, but who's the guy
Roma
that
Dunze.
Says to you, win now?
Roma Dunze.
It really is,
yes.
Right? Like, if that's.
You try to get as much offensive firepower as you can.
Yeah. Like, if they take a wide receiver
yes.
at 8.
Yes.
And then we're seriously talking about 4 straight years
yes.
where they've had 4, 8, 8, and 8. And
yes.
they've gone tight end, wide receiver, running back, wide receiver. Then that's a team saying, we think our offense is primed to be the
yep.
best offense
yep.
in the NFL.
You go on all in.
We just spent all this money on now, Kirk Cousins.
Do you need Roma Dunze? No.
No, but it'd be fun.
It'd be great.
It'd be a lot of fun to have him.
Damn sure would be. You know, and we could just manufacture some kind of pass rush.
Yeah, figure it out.
Because Roma Dunze is better at his job than Dallas Turner is. Sorry.
Fair enough.
Not saying Dallas Turner, because you read so many things, and I don't want to ever take anything away from this young man, him or Jed versus anybody, because they could play. They are premier prospects at a premium position as far as pass rusher. I get that. But I'm talking about player-wise to put here and just like, we finna go? Him. I think Roma Dunze have a bigger impact than Dallas Turner or any other young edge rusher at number 8 would on this team. I do, personally. But, you know, I mean, I think you don't go get Kirk Cousins if you're not all in anyways.
Right. Like, that's already the thing that
yeah.
they've done
yeah.
to confirm that it's time to – I mean, they fired Arthur Smith and went out and spent $100 million on a quarterback. Yeah. Like they, that's Arthur Blank saying flat out, what was happening is unacceptable, and it's time to get this thing right now.
Do
and
they
try
make
to win.
This move if Arthur's here?
What move?
The Kirk Cousins move.
I don't know. I mean, if he's here, then he still has influence in the decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed to be good at talking them into bad quarterback decisions. I mean, I know some of it wasn't his fault entirely, but like when they messed up the Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson thing, he absolutely was the reason they went out and got Marcus Mariota because he was familiar with him.
Yeah.
It was a horrible – now, where they were, they didn't have much better options. Like, I don't know what the other options were, but that's what they did, and so that was in part because of him. Last year was a lot because of him. Like, he convinced them that they could win with that guy. Right. He said, no, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm me. Yeah. I'm him.
I told you. But,
Uno Nuno. That's what we said about Arthur Smith from the first press conference. We were like, look, I don't know. Hopefully this guy's really good. Obviously he's got the resume to have the job. I'll tell you one thing. He's pretty sure he's the best offensive coordinator in the world.
Yes.
Because the only thing that matters is the Falcons hired me.
Me.
But what's different on offense? Me.
Me.
Okay.
Exactly. And that's how I had no problem with it.
So then let me answer that question directly without hedging it. Because if Arthur Smith was still here, then they wouldn't have.
Okay.
No, because he would have still been like, nah, you know what? I think we could do it with Tannehill.
Yeah.
Let me try to do it with Tannehill again.
Yes.
Like, no, man. Get a genuine starting quarterback in the NFL and try to win like that. Like, you don't have to outsmart the whole league. Just get one of these guys who's proven that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Put him around some other guys that can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't call, you know, a tight end pass to your other tight end all the time. All and then we'll be good. And then we can probably win like that.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. I don't think Kirk Cousins would be here if Arthur Smith was still here.
That's very interesting.
But also, Arthur Smith would still be here if they didn't need to get Kirk Cousins.
That's true. All right. I was joking because I'm like, I don't know. I think that you wouldn't win now when you wouldn't got him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because you went out and got a veteran coach, head coach who's been in the league as a head coach already, lets you know they went out and got one of these young quarterbacks. I mean, these young offensive-minded quarterbacks.
Yep.
Head coaches. I think they would have tried to mirror him up with a young quarterback.
Yep, that's
a young quarterback.
That's another thing that they've done this offseason, which is very clear that it's time to go now. Even being interested in Bill Belichick is proof that it's time to go now.
Right.
I know they didn't ultimately hire him, but like we all knew what the timeline was on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple years to try to get all those wins and try to get one more Super Bowl and try to capitalize on who you might have right now. So, yeah, I mean, all the things they've done have said that, which maybe does lead you to say, you know what? If that's what they're doing this offseason, why would you say wide receivers off the board at 8? I know we wanted to, we've been asking for a pass rusher since the show started, since before the show started.
Take Roman Dunze before the Bears get him at 9.
Yeah.
Take him.
Yeah. That would be the most, like, actively we're ready to go right now on offense. We'll figure it out on defense thing to do.
We'll figure it out.
Because remember that year that they won all those games and made that run to the Super Bowl, that defense wasn't very good. Now, they had one guy who could get to the quarterback
but
repeatedly.
But they had an offense that allowed
him
to do that.
Exactly. And maybe that's what they're banking on.
Yeah.
Is, hey, leads.
Yep.
Leads help pass
rush. Leads help pass rush.
Haven't had many leads the last 6 years.
Leads help on elite pass rush.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
I do.
Yeah.
Because I watched Vic Beasley get 15 and a half sacks 1 year.
Yes. An elite pass rusher.
They were up 21-3 in the second quarter every game.
Knowing that they don't have to do anything but go get the quarterback is more effective.
No doubt. No doubt. No, that's I didn't know what you were going to say to
that.
I don't know, but I like what you said. It was way more interesting.
Oh, you thought I was going to say pass rush and be done with it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't.
Because I keep saying this to myself, Andy, or trade back. I keep saying to myself, just because they're the first defensive player off the board because it's a loaded offensive class,
right.
Does that mean he's good enough to be the 8th pick?
Right. It doesn't mean that he's the number one pass rusher anywhere else than in this class.
Yes.
Which, again, I'm not, like you said, I'm not trying to, like, down-talk Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, or Latu. Like, any of these guys, they're all good
could be really good
in the NFL.
I'm off the Latu, man. That neck bothers me, man.
Yeah, that's not good.
It bothers me.
Well, he retired from football.
It bothers me.
Medically retired from football before he went to UCLA because he was so injured at Washington.
Yeah, it bothers me.
It's not, it's not good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. There's a lot of big stories today, honestly. What a huge hit, huge home run from Marcell Ozuna last night to save that series and save the weekend, really.
Yes.
Haven't talked about Atlanta United yet. We'll get there in 20 minutes as well. Great first 65 minutes,
what
70
ever,
minutes.
What
unfortunate
what
finish
ever.
To the game.
Have
for
you all
sure.
hyped and everything?
I know.
And then all of a sudden.
Dude, that goal from Wiley was
it was sick.
Disgusting.
It was
just
sick.
A disgusting
but then you're like,
goal.
Okay. 2-1. All right, don't worry about it. We got it. We're good.
Got it.
And then I know, yes, his foot was over the line. It was.
Absolutely.
It was. But still. Come on, man.
Still, yeah. Keep him out of the back of the net, man.
Yeah, man.
You got to get out of there with three points.
That would help.
Got to get out of there with 3 points. We'll get back to some Masters conversation as well.
And remember, before you left, we were talking about my son, Samson, his little money he got, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So he finally got to spin it yesterday. Okay. This dude goes to get some brand new, like the 4K TV. Was that what's called, Bo? A 4K TV? Yeah, went and bought him a damn 4K TV.
That is a thing, yes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. I was like, she called me. She texted, she was like, because we have them Alexa things everywhere. So I'm in there watching and I get help. So I go out the car because she went to Sam's Club. So I think I got to help with food and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she went, yeah, my boy got him a 54K.
Wow.
Yeah, dog.
What's the inches?
I don't know. 50 inch
TV?
Yes.
That's
4K
incredible.
TV for 11-year-old.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Bro.
Remember when flat screens first came out?
Yes.
And you had to mortgage something to get one.
Yes.
Like
they're good. They're not as expensive as they once were.
Oh no.
But I'm like, bruh.
TV prices have gone way down.
Hell?
Great.
Dude, Olivia gets some money and she wants to go still spend it on mini brands.
Let's do an inch TV. Just doing a new TV.
For what?
I don't know.
Like bedroom?
Yeah, in his room.
Okay.
I got a
wow.
TV in his
Are you
going
to mount it for him one day or have you already?
Man, ain't no one there. I don't like my house. If you ever want to see me mount a TV, that ain't a good thing.
Yeah, you got the mounter guy.
Yeah, I got the mounter guy.
You send him to my house.
Yeah, I got
he did a great job.
Yeah, I got the mounter guy. So yeah, I call him mounter guy, tell him to put it up on the wall. But I was like, you get this. And you're like, you know, you still got to put sleep mode on your TV, dog. You know what I mean?
Right, bedtime still, whatever
still
it is.
Bedtime still is. You're going to be, just because you got all these new apps. He was showing me all the new stuff on and everything. I was like, that's pretty damn dog. All right, dog.
I remember I got a 47-inch flat screen, whatever. I don't remember what the brand was. But I was my first job, I got a salary. Mm-hmm. So I was balling.
Yeah.
I think I was making $32,000 a year, radio producer. We had a endorsement deal with the TV place. I don't remember what it was called, but whatever. It was one of the local TV places. And they sold me the one that had been a display because mm-hmm. you can get it for like 70% off.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the discount from being a part of like partners with them.
Yeah.
And it still costs like $2,000.
Dude.
Like that.
Damn, what kind of TV was that?
Maybe not that much, but it was crazy. Like TVs used to, when they first came out,
mm-hmm.
those flat screens were crazy
Dude,
expensive.
I didn't own my first TV that I actually bought with my money. Now, my son's 11 years old. All right, and he got the birthday money from his Lola and his grandmom and aunties and uncles and stuff, right? I didn't buy my first TV that I actually bought with my own money until I got an NFL check. And I went to Radio Shack. No, went to Radio Shack and got me a 50-inch floor model.
Oh, right? Sure. Yeah.
Like all the TVs I had from like when I left, the TV I left Fort Valley with, it made it all the way through college.
Yeah, me too.
It made it all the way through college. And so, so I'm like, this dude, you trying to trump me or something? I bet you can't pay this bill though, so the TV can work. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, homie.
That's pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
I didn't own my first TV until I had Tashi made it. I had a job.
Yeah, right. Well, damn. Times are changing,
yeah,
I guess.
A check for $5. That's going to go a long way.
That's crazy.
$5 check. This
can you imagine a 50-inch screen in your room when you're 11?
No.
I don't. Yeah, that's all
I'm
right.
Not 100% sure I even had a TV. If I did, it was like a little tube.
I had a 13-inch kitchen TV. That's what I had. The 13-inch big old block.
The one I had in my room, the first one I had, I swear to God, it had the knob to change the channel.
Yes. But the thing about
you had to have it on channel 3 so you could have the illegal black box plugged into it. So
first TV, the volume barely worked. So when I'm watching a national movie and you're trying to turn it down so my mom won't hear, the volume will go up. Even if you press it down. Yeah, that's how cheap. Damn, boy. All right.
Sounds good.
Balling.
It's good to be him. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
4K. So I'm assuming those are the good ones.
I think so. The back page with Bo every day at 12:40. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Not the not the best weekend ever for the Norcross Lady Blue Devils.
Oh, no.
Have been talking about our team a whole lot because it's been kind of an up and down season. Like we've had a bunch of ties and just, you know, and we expected this going into the season. We haven't seen a whole lot. When you move up this level and we have this many girls that moved up, you don't see a whole lot of great pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't see a whole lot of great pitching, you're not used to great pitching when you see it. So Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning, whatever time it was, we
no
ran
hitter?
Across a team with a couple of great pitchers, mm-hmm. and we got no hit.
No hitter.
Whoa.
I could feel you were leading into that. Wow.
It was a hit batsman and a
so it wasn't
walk.
The perfect game.
Wasn't a perfect game. We did not get perfect game. And look, those things are going to happen. Those girls, the biggest thing that Coach Sammy and I try to teach them to do is get up there swinging.
Oh, hold on.
Don't get caught with the bat on your shoulder.
Hold on.
What?
Is it coaching then? Is it you and Sammy? Are you not getting my girls prepared, Bo?
It is hard to simulate girls pitching. It's hard in practice.
Yeah.
So we don't pitch from their distance.
Can you do that?
Why don't you pitch harder?
It's because I can't get it up there and throw. It's hard, man. I'm telling you. Olivia, we practice 3 or 4 times a week.
Right.
She's a pitcher, and it's still hard for her to throw strikes.
Can you do that? The underhand?
I can do the motion. I can teach the motion at this point.
Right, but the actual.
That's a pitch. You can't do it.
I mean, it seems impossible.
It's
to
hard.
Do that.
I don't want to try.
I can't even imagine trying to do that.
I just hurt myself.
We were talking about this yesterday, actually. Coach Sam and I took our girls to a pitching clinic. You know, boys are you learn how to throw immediately. When you're 3 years old, you learn how to throw. And
right.
then pitching for a boy is just a modification of that.
Right.
Pitching for a girl, you go from teaching them how to throw to now you're pitching underhanded.
It's funny you mention that because I was thinking about that yesterday. Me and Lily were playing catch in the backyard, and she's got a good arm. Like,
yeah.
She's throwing it overhand, and it's not accurate all the time, but she can throw it a pretty long ways. And I was like, well, but at some point, she might have to learn to throw it like
yeah.
that. I wasn't worried about it yet, but I was thinking about that yesterday.
Point step throw, man. Point step throw.
Yeah.
Because when you get into our age, you're still point step throw.
Well, and even still, if you're not a pitcher in softball, you still when you're playing third base and you field the ground ball, you throw it like that.
Yeah.
You don't throw an underhand throw to first base.
Ever, really, in baseball. So have y'all ever witnessed, I got me thinking because how Saturday played out, have y'all ever witnessed or like on the TV or listened to a no-hitter?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've never been in person.
No, but I've seen him, yeah.
I listened to Randy Johnson's perfect game versus the Braves
Me too.
On the radio
oh.
because it was a game that I should have had tickets to and didn't go.
That game was on ESPN
yeah.
randomly. And I tuned in, and it was Randy Johnson. You could tell, like, in the third inning, it was like, ooh, he looks different tonight.
Yeah.
So I watched that one, and I watched Felix Hernandez's perfect game for the Mariners 10 years ago, whatever that was.
I don't think I've ever watched a perfect game start to finish. Like, I've come in late. Where
yeah.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
Or you get a notification.
I was coming late.
Yeah, so, I got my Twitter started blowing up about Felix, and he was like in the fifth inning. I was like, well, I better turn that on and see.
So that happened. Then we went home, and you know, we're planning for a relaxing Saturday. You know, Taryn Cater off at a softball tournament somewhere, so it was just me and Juice. So we watched the Braves game. It was Charlie Morton start. Didn't go as well as we planned. Then we flipped on LSU versus Auburn softball game. Congratulations, Kelly Lynch, LSU softball. No hit the Auburn Tigers on Saturday night. 7 innings, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts. Which was pretty cool. We watched it from start to finish. Of course, Olivia's buried in roadblocks, and I had to get her to look up every time something cool was happening.
What is that?
You know?
It's a game.
Roblox. Stupid app game.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's the one right now?
Yeah.
Got
Roblox.
It. Got it.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, so we did that. And then Saturday night, there was another woman doing pretty cool stuff as Caitlin Clark showed up on Saturday Night Live and roast Michael Che.
I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well, the Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University.
Oh.
It's pretty good. It was. It went on. There was a lot more roasting.
She did a really good job.
Michael Cheever is a notorious not hater of women's sports, but always makes fun of them.
Oh, he does.
Send over to Caitlin being there.
Oh, okay.
And she let him have it for a good.
Well, they had like a montage of all the jokes he had made.
Yeah.
Like about her.
Oh, he made jokes about her.
Yeah. I think one of the jokes was they set the record for viewership, the Iowa LSU game at 12.4 million, breaking the previous record by 12.4 million viewers. It was like. Kind of saying nobody watched him.
Okay.
Yeah. So she made fun of him.
It was funny.
It was quite funny.
We all know the comedic, what's the word? Y'all seen the Boban Marjanovic?
It's awesome.
Commercial.
Yes.
The cheese, the goldfish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Super funny.
Yeah, everything, everything Boban does is
awesome.
Including
the comedic,
this.
The comedic talents.
Yes.
Yeah, so now, Saturday or Sunday night, he goes and proves that he is a man of the people.
Pitkin on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free shooting on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. Man of the people.
He did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
So this is at the Clippers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Where, you know, if you miss two free throws in a row, the opposing team, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Boban misses the first free throw. The crowd acknowledges that if he misses another one, they get free Chick-fil-A. He misses on purpose, and everybody's happy. Good for him.
Freaking loved it. It's and I love that, some Boban.
And they still end up, Houston ended up winning, so it's not like he threw the
game.
Yeah,
yeah. They were going to win the game. Their points to where.
I love Boban.
He also played for the Clippers for a couple years, so they love him.
And he is a funny dude. I think that, you know, that was so cool. The fact that he knew that if he missed it, that everybody would get that chicken and everything. So, yeah, I love Boban. Everything he does.
Hilarious.
He's just funny.
Yeah.
And he's not even trying to be funny. He's just funny. He's a funny dude, man. Funny dude.
Well done. Well done by Boban. Everybody gets chicken. It is, unfortunately, sometimes the loudest moments in
fourth
Chick-fil-A?
Quarters.
They got Chick-fil-A out there now?
Yeah.
In California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A's everywhere at this point.
I had to think for a second.
I remember when they got one in Portland when I lived there, and like people were lined up around the block.
Not like how they got them Whataburgers here.
Whataburger and Raising Cane's too.
Raising Cane's and all that stuff.
Yeah. They had one of those right next door to where we were staying in Destin, the Whataburger.
Same.
It was good.
It's a burger.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
It was good.
But they're better than fast food burgers.
How?
I don't know. It's just better.
It was good. It was dinner one night. And so
you're going to call home and talk to mom about. But
my mom was there.
Mom was
there.
I knew he was going to say that.
She about did she have one?
I knew he was going to say that.
She just texted me. I don't see what she. Maybe she probably too fast of a text.
Mom was there.
Oh, she liked the Michael Che bit too. She thought it was really funny.
Okay.
Hilarious.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.